She looked just like yourself. He was here on Friday night of our 40th anniversary services here, where the Crowder has a table set up out in the lobby with books and other items, and you feel free after service to go up, and some of these things are for sale. I think all of them are for sale. So go up, and if you want to, you make one big offer for everything, we'll throw in the table with it. So then if you go visit someplace, you'll have a table and some books. But Brother Crowder, I've been so close to him throughout the years. He calls me, I call him, we've cried together, we prayed together, and we have laughed together. One thing about Brother Crowder, he knows how to laugh. And when Sister Ida came into our church, I remember her and Donna Brown walking down the street, I think it was State Street. They reached the library mall in that area, and Felix was preaching. And so, he was really preaching. And I was standing there with a handful of tracts and was talking to people that would talk with me. And I remember one of them, I don't know if it's Donna or Ida, saying, "What in the world is happening?" I said, "Well, there's a young man, college student, that is preaching. And you might want to go down and listen to him." And I accompanied them down, and they listened to him. I gave them some literature. They came out to church, and the rest is history. That's something that Ida is the product of her husband's preaching. Isn't that great? And Felix was studying in the library, and a young man from our church was down preaching, and he was making so much noise, Felix went down there to find out what all the noise was about. And they invited him to come to church, and he came. And I think the first time he came, we were playing volleyball. It was a youth service or something, and he had quite a big afro hairdo and had a muscle shirt on. Not that he has a lot of muscles, but just a joke, Felix, okay. But I tell you what, I've enjoyed this family so much. When Sister Crowder and Brother Crowder were married, I gave Sister Crowder away in marriage. So I've claimed all these years that she's my daughter. And I really did. I gave her away. And then I stood behind the pulpit and performed their marriage. Dedicated their two kids that were born right here in Madison. These people are remarkable and valuable people to the kingdom of God. I'd like for you to give Brother Crowder a big Madison welcome as he comes. Lovely.
Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap. Will you do that? Come on, somebody shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on, let's give him a Sunday night shout on Wednesday night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Come on, let's go again. Let's give him some praise. Hallelujah, God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, it's indeed my honor to be here. It really is. I just think about it. Brother Grant, it's just been just a good journey. I just told him before we came in here, I said, I'm glad that God put me in his life. Amen. And since our paths have crossed and I've been blessed through this ministry, it's amazing what God can do. I was on my way to being lost, and I can say that I have heaven in view because of this ministry. Sister Grant, don't look around. It's you two and your jalapeno cornbread. Amen. Many days that I took up a lot of their time at their dinner table. Amen. Brother Grant spent a lot of time with me at the restaurant, and we talked. And amen. I'm just thankful to be here. Good to be here with Sister Crowder. Hallelujah. And amen. You probably think that's normal, but most of the time that I'm away, but for some reason she wanted to come to Madison. And I'm sure glad that she did. Amen. Good to see all of my friends. Good to see Bishop Putnam. Amen. Good to be here. Amen. And Brother Thomas and all the ministering brethren here. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, I'm glad that you're here with Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to this time. Amen. Well, look at your neighbor and say, get the cracklings out your eyes. Say, let's have some church. Amen. Look back there. See Brother O'Neill. Amen. Good to see you, Brother O'Neill. Amen. 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 Brother Seidel. Praise God. I'm calling names. I know I'm missing somebody. But told a story on you, Sister Tharp, Brother Tharp, the other day. Amen. I'd called to the church. It was during a two-week period of time from that time that I first met brethren from the church. And I'd call up and I'd say, is it true you got to receive the Holy Ghost to be baptized in Jesus' name? And she said, yes, that's true. She says, by the way, what's your name? And I said, well, I don't want to give my name. Did that twice. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Grant, he's just forgotten how big my muscles were at that time. Hallelujah. God is in this place. There is a wonderful God that's here. If you're a guest of ours, you're not a guest anymore. It's time to have church. I say it's time to have some church. Hallelujah. I'm amazed. Amen is what God is able to do. We were remarking, it was in 1985 that we put those honeydew, they were, I forget the name of the trees now, but those trees out there, and they're this wide now. They were 3 inches when we put them in the ground. It's amazing. Time has passed. Now, if you think I'm old, you got another thing coming. That's why I got this young chick right here with me. Makes me feel young. Hallelujah. Hey, let's get going. Tomorrow night, let's get together. Amen. Let's go through some things. It's I believe that God has got great destiny for this city. 233,000 plus the surrounding area, which is up to over and a half a million people. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I have a destiny to fulfill for this place. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter and the 12th verse. Hallelujah. And 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Amen. Would you say that with me? Say, we see through a glass darkly. Now I want you to do something with me. Would you lay down your Bible right now? And would you lift up both your hands? If you're a guest of ours, would you participate with us? Amen. Look up towards the heaven. Amen. Let's talk to the Lord. Amen. Anything, amen, in your mind, in your heart that God has been picking on you about, Would you lift up your voice to the Lord and surrender to God? Nobody's listening, but you can't just think it, but would you verbalize it right now? In the name of Jesus, anybody you need to forgive, amen, would you do it now? In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we worship you, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, we surrender everything in our hearts right now. We thank you, God, for the power of the Holy Ghost, so God is able to examine our hearts. In the name of Jesus, we glorify your name. We worship you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we empty out any word, oh God, that's been said, oh God, today, oh God, that's not like you. God, we empty out everything, oh God, that's not like you, Lord. Every thought, every brokenness in a relationship, in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. And we want you to be totally released, oh God, to do the signs and the wonders and the miracles, oh God, that are in this place tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that barriers are broken in the name of Jesus, that the principality in this city is bound by the authority of the name of Jesus. That souls are able to make decisions freely in the name of Jesus without the hindrance of foul spirits in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, every stronghold torn down, every bond go free. Come on, somebody, let it out in Jesus' name. I worship you, Lord God. Let there be revelation and understanding in this room right now. God, we thank you, Lord God. This is a city that's set upon a hill that cannot be hid. In the name of Jesus, we care not what the devil says, what the world says, what the culture says. But in the name of Jesus, let your people see what they really are. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. And we rejoice in you. And we give you praise, oh God. Come on, somebody. This is not wasted time. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout it one more time. Hallelujah. Throw your hands up and shout the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I bless you, Lord God. Come on, somebody let it out right there in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be loosed in the back, be loosed in the front, be loosed from side to side. In the name of Jesus Christ, let hope be loose, let joy be loose, let the peace of God that passes all understanding be released in this place in the name of Jesus. We command the Holy Ghost that's within us to rise up and water souls that have been sick, hurts that have been need to be healed. In the name of Jesus, that bodies can be healed in the name of the Lord. I command the scales to fall off of every eye in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we loose the anointing in Jesus' name. Bind every inferiority that would hold any individual back in Jesus' name. We worship you, we praise you, Lord God, because there is nobody like you in Jesus' name. Let our eyes see, let our ears hear, let our hearts, oh God, respond in Jesus' name. Let the unexpected, oh God, be coming to the expected in the name of the Lord. Somebody clap their hands unto the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Clap your hands. You can be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, help the man preach tonight. Amen. Now through a glass darkly. Amen. But face to face is coming. Would you say it with me? Now through a glass darkly. But face to face is coming. Amen. This may seem to be an unusual scripture to start with. Amen. But I'm telling you that between the instructive chapters of the Bible on the handling of spiritual gifts is this chapter that is often referred to as the love chapter. This discourse on love is sandwiched between 1 Corinthians 12 and 14. Because it is the guiding principle It should be the guiding principle for the exercise of all of the gifts of God. Amen. Somebody ought to feel very, very happy, very, very comforted. If you're a guest in particular, to know that this, amen, is how we feel at this church. Oh, praise God. Because when all else fails and evaporates into in this world, in this life, there is something that transcends, amen, not only in this world, but it transcends into the other world. Amen. And that thing is love. Hallelujah. I say, and that thing is love. Because that is what God is. Amen. How many can say that when you came into this place, you felt the love of God? You felt it, amen, you may have felt it in terms of a goosebump. You may have felt it in terms of a handshake or a smile. But I can tell you that the love of God is here tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. In fact, amen, 1 John 4:8, regardless as to what somebody might say that God is love. I say, God is love. I say, God is love. Oh, praise the Lord. I said, God is love. Amen. God is love. Hallelujah. Amen. One whole chapter that Paul, amen, spends time driving it home about the importance of love, and because it will work, it will never fail in you. It will never fail, amen. So it will never fail you, and we should work it within us because there is something that will never fail. Amen. When I look upon the sea of humanity, it's important for us to understand that this is a necessary understanding today, or commodity to have settled in our hearts today. The reason that this church is filled up is because of the love of God. But I want to say that, amen, this love that I'm talking about is not an erotic love. It's not an eros love. This is an agape love. And it is love that deserves a little pause for emphasis for somebody, because we live in a troubled world. And all likelihood, in the midst of a place like this where, amen, it's pretty easy to hide in the crowd and feel like I can't really express myself because it's pretty embarrassing what I feel or the hurt that I'm going through. We live in a world that's hurting. We live in a world that's being abused. Amen. Amen. We live in a world that's going through stuff. I'm going to tell somebody who is discouraged, amen, who feels like they're tempted to give up on the level of love that you put into this church or this fellowship or whatever it is. Amen. That the love of God is still alive. The love of God is still here. Hallelujah. That you're only seeing through a glass darkly, but face to face is coming. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody. Now, you can sit there like a bump on a dill pickle if you want to. I know I'm talking to reality right now. Amen. I thank you for all the nice things that you've said, but I'm telling you, friend of mine, what the real issue, we got real people here. I'm not preaching to statues. I'm not preaching, amen, to Mount Rushmore. I'm preaching to people that know how to hurt, people that have been through something, people that need to be healed. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know how the hounds of hell can talk to you and tell you that you're dried up, that you're washed up, that you've never left, that God's put you on a hole. But in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak by the authority of the name of Jesus. Give me some more, sir. I said, by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I command right now that the love of God, amen, lift somebody. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I believe in the kind of love, amen, that is in this chapter. I believe in the love of the Bible. I don't believe in Hollywood love. I don't believe in Paris love. I believe in a love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Somebody throw your hands up. Somebody open your mouth and praise. Come on, somebody lift up their voice and praise him right now. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that somebody believed in that? Aren't you glad that somebody acted on that? Aren't you glad that somebody didn't put the padlock on their love? Some of you would have walked out when you first got here. But somebody, amen, somebody Somebody put their arm around you. Somebody just smiled at you. And then you put the 30-odd six away. You put away, amen, you put away the drug overdose. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, now we only see through a glass darkly, but face to face is coming. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Come on, I'm not here to hype you up, but I understand that Wednesday night's no different than Sunday night. Amen. As far as hurt is concerned, and shame is concerned, and bitterness and anger is concerned, I'm telling you, we got a lost world. But I'm thankful that there's an oasis on the east side of Madison. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I can't help myself, but you need to look at your neighbor. Excuse me, sweetheart, if I embarrass you to worship the Lord, but you don't know where I came from. You don't know, amen, what I've been going through. Come on, I can't hold my shout no more. Hallelujah. I know I can't hold it back anymore. He tada boshata. Oh, hallelujah. It's not by ourselves. Come on. I don't care what kind of Rush Limbaugh tie you can wear. What kind of Perry Ellis you can wear. But the love of God is not because of our smarts. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. I can assure you while you're checking it out, this is not Casper the Friendly Ghost love. This is the Holy Ghost love. I say it's a love that will not evaporate. A love that won't lead you to the divorce court. A love, amen, that'll cause you to get up when you want to sit down. Come on, sometime. It's not time to quit. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus Christ, it doesn't make any difference when you've been here 1,000 years or your first day. Love lifted me. Come on, somebody. In Jesus' name, the love of God is moving through this room. Hallelujah. I got to punch it some more. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know, friend of mine, when you get the Holy Ghost, it's not just to count another number, although that would be good. But I'm telling you, friend of mine, what I'm saying, that you don't have to have in your mind that my life has got to be a disaster, that my life has got to be broken, that my life has got to be, amen, just like it was for grandpa or grandma. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, somebody can make up their mind, hallelujah, that there's a love that can fix me. Hang in there. Hallelujah. That's one reason that everybody should have the Holy Ghost, because of the love of God. Amen. Amen. Everybody should have the Holy Ghost, because of the love of God is shed in our hearts. Amen. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to look at your neighbor and say, I'm glad he spread it on me. Smear it on me, Lord. Get it in my mind. Come on, somebody. It's not time to talk in tongues 30 years ago and not talk in tongues today. I need another smearing tonight. Come on, you don't get too smart, too intelligent. Hallelujah. Well, you don't need the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. Come on, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. I say the world. Come on, somebody. Don't let the world take it away. Don't let that job situation to take it away. Don't let your, hey, man, come on. Don't let your best friend take it away. I'm telling you, friend of mine, hallelujah, hang on in there. Woo! We need to press forward towards his love. Amen. Please understand, Amen. The love of God is in the love of God. There's something about the love of God. Paul is saying, I know that you can move mountains, and I want mountains to be moved. And believe it or not, amen, you that decided that I'm okay, you okay. Devil, if you don't bother me, I won't bother you. That's not a biblical way to think. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, mountains will move, illnesses will move, afflictions will move, cancers will go. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, somebody needs to decide, you know what? Today is my day. Hallelujah. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. In Jesus' name, I'm saying there's a love of God that's spread in this room right now. That's the kind of love that Paul's saying. Let me encourage you with that love. And another Bible version is in the Message Bible. Let me encourage you. Paul says this: no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I am bankrupt without love. He says, love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. Amen. Love doesn't have a swell head. Doesn't force itself on others. Hang in there. Amen. Isn't always me first. Doesn't fly off the handle. Hallelujah. Doesn't keep more score of the sins of others. Hang in there. Doesn't revel while others grovel. Takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. Puts up with anything. Trusts God always. Always looks for the best. Never looks back. And always keeps on going to the end. This is not the kind of love you're going to get from your psychiatrist. You're not going to get it from your psychotherapist. You can't download it from the internet. Oh, praise the Lord. This is the kind of love, hallelujah, that when your mom doesn't understand what you're going through and your wife doesn't understand what you're going through, why don't you just fold up your hands and die? Why don't you just curse God and die? Why don't you just lay down and let him walk over you? Let me tell you something, friend of mine. There's a God that says, come on, I got up out of the grave when they put nails in my hand. Why can't you get up out of the grave? Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody's integrity is on the line tonight. Somebody's Christianity, come on, is on the line tonight. Come on, you didn't hear me? Love doesn't have a swell head. Love doesn't force itself on others. Love doesn't say me first. Love doesn't fly off at the handle. Doesn't keep score. Doesn't revel while others grovel. Hallelujah. But it puts up with anything. Trust God always. Always looks for the best. Never looks back and says, I'm going on to the end. Hallelujah, God. Amen. That's what you're feeling in this place. Amen. If I could put an adjective to it, I'm talking about durable love. Hallelujah. Religion is the worst enemy to the move of God. I say religion is the worst enemy to the move of God. Hallelujah. What do you think is on the news? What do you think is on it? Amen. From year to year. Come on, somebody. Religion gives you a place to hide. Amen. A place to not love him with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. There's no age limit on it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, from cradle, amen, to grave, you gotta love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. I'm glad I've got a durable love. Come on, somebody. There's a durable love that's here tonight that can get somebody out of that depression, that's allowing that sickness to stay in your body. Come on, somebody. Some young person that is bound by negative peer pressure. There's a love of God that can break that band and say, sweetheart, if you don't want to serve God, I'm going to serve God. Come on, I wish I had some more shouters. I know it's Wednesday night. He told about what I'm saying. Let's go a little further. There's something what Paul is describing, a love that only comes from God itself. God's my gift of faith. God's, amen, the gifts of healings and miracles. But there is an eternal value, amen, of that love. Amen. Because there's something that can be deep down in your heart that anchors you. Could I tell you this? I should have told you at the outset. This is not, amen, what we do here. Amen. Not just here, but all over. Amen. And serving God with all of our hearts. This is not done in a vacuum. Amen. 20 years ago, 20 years into the future is not like 20 years into the past. Please understand that, amen, what we're trying to do is say, let's get ahead of the tsunami that's coming. Amen. The foot soldiers haven't arrived yet. The horsemen haven't arrived yet. But I'm telling you, there's a God that's preparing a people. Amen. That says, see, some people, amen, won't serve God. Hallelujah. When their life is on the line. And when their economy is on the line. But I'm telling you, friend of mine, amen, if you're here without God today, never spoken with tongues today, I'm telling you, there's a reason that you're here tonight. It's more than just a name on the roll. But I'm telling you, friend of mine, there's a place in the kingdom of God that's more than just a church body. But I'm talking about a body that can go through the wind, go through the rain, and go through the storm. Will you lift up your hands, everybody, and worship the Lord for a moment? Come on, let your voice out. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't let the usual shouters take it. Come on, you shout. You praise the Lord. Come on, the name of Jesus Christ. You never know. You may praise the Lord and your daughter may come back to God. She doesn't know what hit her, amen, in Verona. Or she may not know what hit her, amen, on the further out, 50 miles from here. But God knows. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ, he's not looking at our pocketbook. He's not looking at our college degree. He's not looking at that, but he's looking at somebody that will love him. The secrets of the Lord are revealed to them that love him. We go a little further. He goes on to tell us. He says, amen, this is the kind of love that will never fail. He says, now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. See, I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, there is something on which the whole world hinges. There's something, amen, that the whole world hinges on. That when normal, physical, physiological laws, physics, or whatever laws might apply, amen, when A squared, B squared plus E squared doesn't work anymore, there's a love of God that can do the abnormal. When E equals MC squared does not work. I'm telling you, there's a God. See, everywhere I go, there's the pressure that's on. The atmosphere looks the same, but it's not the same. It's not the same even as it was in Paul's day. He says this. He says, what we see right now is just looking in a glass darkly. He's saying, from our position, the position that we are in, flesh and blood, taste, sight, hearing, touch, smell, it's only through a glass darkly. It's more than you die and become earthworm food. Amen. Glass makes reference to the mirrors of the day. Mirrors have improved over the hundreds of years. But then it was just polished metal. Polished and polished. Amplified calls it an enigma. It says it's like a riddle in relation to the real thing. Amen. Here he says it's a glass darkly. In other words, a glass that's just a very poor image. Look, what I'm preaching to, when I look you in the face, is not the real you. What I'm preaching to is the roof line. I'm looking at the siding. Amen. I'm looking at the house that you live in. Oh, friend of mine, when you realize the love of God that he's downloaded inside of you, when you realize the cost of that love, there's a reason why it's durable. There's a reason why we say the things that we say. It's not scripted. Oh, come on, somebody. You remember that some of you would have been drunk as a skunk tonight had it not been the love of God that reached down. Oh, hallelujah. I'll say, Pastor Grant, it was inconvenient times that you spent with me. Sometimes I knew you and I never would talk about to even anybody else. But I'm telling you in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, what puts that kind of durability down into a man or down into a woman that says, when it's not convenient, when it's not going to put a feather in my hat, I'm still going to spend time. It's because of love of God. There's a God that didn't get anything out of it. He hung on a cross. Oh, praise God, because he loved you and me. Please hang in there with me. Why are you talking like this, Brother Crowder? We live. There's much more downloaded that's crying out to each one of us. Amen. Hallelujah. The hurts and pains. Have you ever gotten so deeply, amen, hurting and painful that you can't cry anymore? That you don't know what to say? Even if you say it, nobody would understand. But I'm glad there's a Jesus that knows where the holes and the fissures are through that kind of a wall. Paul says, I appreciate the fact that I can shake snakes off into the fire. And I appreciate the fact that I can raise up a young man that, amen, fell out of the roof because he couldn't endure my long preaching. But he says, oh, there's got to be something that drives me across these continents. And it's really the love of God. It's not the fact that years later that somebody's going to send me some accolades. There's something on the inside that's working on the outside. If you're a guest of ours, you need something more than a Hail Mary. You need something more than a genuflex. You need something more than a religious book. I wish I had somebody to help me tonight. Amen. You need something more. Hallelujah. You need something more than just money. Amen. Money placed in an offering plate. You need something, and I need something that endures all the way to the end. That not only endures this world, but endures to the other world. Hallelujah, God. Hey. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. Come on, clap your hands unto the Lord. See, this is not all that you see. Come on, somebody. If Alexander the coppersmith had known how shallow that this life is, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. John Mark came to understand there's more to this than just this world. People are going to get the Holy Ghost tonight because you're sick and tired of getting sick and tired. You don't understand how that there's more to it than this. There's more to it than a 401k. Come on, there's more to it than a house over the hill. But I'm telling you, friend of mine, if we understand the love of God, have you been lethargic about your Christianity? Less than particular about the walk from God? Here. What I'm saying is this. Shakespeare, amen, he may have not known a whole lot, but he had this one phrase in the play As You Like It, 1599. all the world's a stage. What I'm trying to tell you is that this that we're going through right now is a mask for something better. I say it's a mask for something better. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody that's been hurting, I can tell you need to say, you know, let me read that one more time. Preach it to me one more time, Brother Crowder, because the hurts and the pains and the tragedies and the things that I've got in my resume, amen, in life seem so hard. When my child acts up, when my husband or my wife goes crazy, come on, when my health goes bad, hallelujah, when my bones don't work right, when my coccyx bone hurts, and when my cranium seems to work, amen, don't work right, amen, I'm going to tell you, tell me it one more time. There's something more than this life. I'm just in the glass darkly, but face to face is coming. Somebody jump up and shout it if you will. Face to face is coming. I can't hear you. Say face to face is coming. Say I'm just seeing through a glass darkly right now. But face to face is coming. That's why I can't help but pray. That's why I can't help but fast. That's why I can't help but praise Him. Hang in there. Lift up your hands and just tell Him something lovely. Come on, if you're a guest of ours, just go ahead and do that. Both hands. Don't ever give Him a one-hand hug if you can't help it. Come on. Come on, that's all right. Come on, let that Sunday night speaking in tongues come out on Wednesday night. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come on. Hallelujah. So what if that five cans of hairspray melts down? Come on, let's worship the Lord. Come on, give it that one more time, sister. Give it that. Hey, somebody's being healed right now. Come on, when you do it with all of your heart. I'm not doing this for Brother Crowder. Brother Crowder told me so. I realize, hey man, if this is just the glass darkly, is what I feel tonight is just the glass darkly. If what I feel tonight is just the glass darkly, woo! I gotta worship because I got some face to face that's coming. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, there is no fear, there is no doubt, there is no hurt, there is no tragedy. Go ahead, Brother Mark. You got a reason to run. And woo! He lakata. Stand there, sweetheart, if you want to. Hallelujah. But this old world, give me this Jesus. Take this world, but give me Jesus. Well, I'm a guess. I don't understand. You understand fear. You understand depression. You understand. Come on. You understand things more than what you think you understand. Anybody know how it is that once you got the Holy Ghost, you woke up with joy unspeakable, that your mama said something happened to you last night, your wife said something happened to you yesterday, something happened, you say yes sir, something did happen. I'm talking about a love that crosses county lines, crosses state lines, crosses the border. Come on, don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. Just because maybe personally you didn't experience it, it's still there. Hey, come on, praise Him right there. Come on, the back of the church. Come on, somebody. Believe it or not, as good as it is tonight, this is just glass darkly. This is just glass darkly. Hey, 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 hey. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, I command that arthritis to go. I command that cancer to go. Come on, throw your hands up. When you know you get healed, I want you to run up here and tap me on the shoulder and say, I just got healed tonight. Throw your hands up. We'll give it about the 15 seconds right now. Throw your hands up and give it your best praise. Come on. It's not even 9 o'clock yet. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Well, I got diabetes, Brother Crowder. There's a name above diabetes. I said there's a name above diabetes. Tell that to Fillmore Hughes in Miami and see what he'll tell you. Tell that to Brother Smith in Miami and see what he'll tell you. Hallelujah. Come on. Forget about Magdalene that's standing next to you. Forget about Paul that's standing next to you. Give it your best belly praise. One, two, three. Give it that. Come on, I know you did better than that for the Wisconsin Badgers. Come on, lift up your hand and lift up your voice. What if your son would come back to God based on your praise? Would you be tired? Would you be weak? Come on, somebody. That's right, son. Just go ahead and worship them. Do you understand people being released from spirits of darkness in the name of Jesus? That rebellious spirit of this city of Madison, in the name of Jesus Christ, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. And we're here to stay. This church, in the name of Jesus Christ, give up north and keep not back. In Jesus' name, from the east give up, and from the west give up. Hey, throw your hands up, son. Throw your hands up and worship the Lord. Come on, somebody. We're not done. Come on, let's. The Holy Ghost doesn't ask your permission. The Holy Ghost doesn't ask you to stop. The Holy Ghost doesn't. Come on, somebody. The Holy Ghost, be released. I command power over that pornography in the name of Jesus. I command power over it. Now. In Jesus' name. I said in Jesus' name. I command power over that lust. Hey. In the name of Jesus Christ. Body abusers be healed. Come on, somebody. But I don't talk in tongues. Well, you ought to be, sweetheart. Come on. Young girls and young boys that stay out of the bedroom of somebody they're not married with when they talk in tongues a little bit better. Hey, somebody, the love of God is here right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, there's some face to face. Come on. When you're talking about Brother Crowder, if you could see the angels in this place, amen. If I could color it, you'd see, oh my God, there's more face to face here than what I thought. Come on, there's angels in this place right now to minister to the heirs of salvation. Come on, if you know God just healed you, took away your pain, and he did it just right now, run up here and tap me on my shoulder. I want to know who you are in Jesus' name. Run, 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 run. Hey, Shatalamana. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ, that homosexual spirit doesn't have to own you. The love of God. There's some face to face that's coming. In other words, I'm not known now of what I'm going to be, but I'm going to be better. Hey. God. Come on, every hand lifted from the front to the back. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ever leave me alone, spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Be wrapped around with the love of God. Be wrapped around with the love of God. Don't let the media, amen, pull you in. Come on, friend of mine. It's more than just plopping yourself down on Wednesday and two times on Sunday. Come on, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey. I've got to have something moving in my spirit. The devil knows that there's more face to face than what we see. Father, right now, lift up your hands again in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood right now. Come on, now's the time. Somebody, amen, somebody who's been mad at God, amen, throw your hands up. Hallelujah. Your neighbor doesn't have to hear you, but you need to admit it to God. God, I've been angry at you because I saw others been blessed, and I haven't had my blessing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I've been jealous of this, that, and the other. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I've been angry. Why in the world did I get hooked up here or hooked up there? God, save me. God, do something. God, help me. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, he's here to lift somebody right now. God, utara mashanda sanda sataka satarakata ikatare masaka. Come on, let's take the next 2 minutes and let's really go after it in the name of Jesus. Why don't you go to get somebody? They may be next to you. They may be somebody that you don't even know. In the name of Jesus Christ, reach over in the name of the Lord. Go to the next pew in Jesus' name. However you do it, and talk and pray with him in the name of Jesus and say, Lord, let the face-to-face show up in their life. Now, Yatasa. Jesus. 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 Hitaramasa. In Jesus' name. These that have been buried in sorrow, in the name of Jesus, I command the Holy Ghost within them to rise up in the name of Jesus and heal them from that sorrow, that secret sorrow, the secret sorrow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you're a guest of ours, you're not a guest anymore. In the name of Jesus, God is in this place right now to touch every man, every woman, every child. Come on, it's not over yet. Come on, it's not over yet. Come on. In the name of Jesus. It's not over yet. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, if I could. In the name of Jesus. God, right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you've never had the Holy Ghost, or you're near somebody that doesn't have it, don't even ask their permission. Just take them by the hand and gently lead them right down this spot. In the name of the Lord God, if you've never had it, come down this direction in this name. Amen. My altar workers are coming. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands again in the name of the Lord. God, I worship you, Lord. Right now. If I could open up the unseen world for you, to let you see what's transpiring round about you, there wouldn't be a problem with any altar call in anybody in this place. If you could just see what's fighting for you in the name of Jesus. Come on, sinners would not have to be given much explanation or prompting or pampering to come out of their sin. They would literally run to the altar to escape fornication and the hurting and the lying and the, amen, the offense in their life in the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a good God. Backslider would not have to continue gambling his soul for one day more of worldly pleasure before committing all to Jesus. Come on, in the name of the Lord. I'm asking every person in this place to release their hunger right now. God, I'm hungry. Lift up both your hands. Amen. Hallelujah. This is an everybody altar call. I'm not quite done. But in the name of Jesus, this is an everybody altar call. Come on, get as close as you can. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come with your hands lifted up. They're coming out of the pew. Hallelujah. They're coming out of the pew from the sides. In the name of the Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name. Can I tell you? Jesus. Come as close as you can. Jesus' name. We've never had a generation that needs more of the love of God than what we need now. Says, there's never been a generation that needs the love of God like we need it now. In Jesus' name. 35 years is a long time, and that's a short time for many people that are here. Amen. Amen. Pastor Grant, amen. Certainly our bishop, amen, could tell us, amen, the hurts that people here right now. I want you to know something here. What I'm talking to here, you're a guest of ours. What we're saying here, and you here without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, there's probably 6 to 10 people that are here that you've never spoken in tongues before. Never spoken in tongues before. I was a graduate student at University of Wisconsin when I first found out that people like you even existed. Even existed. I went home, amen, afterwards. I don't know if I ever told you, Brother Grant. I said, Mom, this is what I found. Said, you know anybody that have you ever heard of this before? Oh yeah, Uncle Ben, a cousin Ben had. I can tell you what, she was one of them, amen. I wish I could say it for my dad. But I still remember her running into the bedroom, amen. Son, why are you fasting? Mom. She wept and cried when a bear in 2005. She could outrun some of you young bucks here. This is serious business. You know my problem, Brother Grant? I found myself too much flesh. I'm 58 years old. Yeah, man, that's not been an easy time, amen, particularly for my wife. I'm gone. I count it out, amen, sometimes hundreds of days a year. I'm thankful that God has blessed my sons. But I can empathize because life doesn't play fair. But there's a God, and there's a God right now. Hear me. I'm telling you, there's more God. There's more God here than what we ever could imagine. Let me give you an idea. This is how deep it gets. Let me give you this little appetizer. I can tell you many stories. One man, I called just to say hi on occasion. I just say, called and said, it was a pastor's wife. Amen. Now, I mentioned that. It says nothing to do with here. I'm just telling you. Look, people in leadership go through stuff. And some go through better than others. But here it was. I could sense it on the phone. So beyond my niceties, this is a dissonant off. You don't even know these people. Amen. I said, how you feel? Well, then the tears begin to break. I've got a lump in my side. My side's hard. It's to the touches. I can't hardly touch it. It's much pain. I've got this lump coming out on me. I don't understand it. Let me tell you something. There is something in the face-to-face. If we relegate it to just to the sweet by and by, the pie in the sky, we've missed much of this Bible. In him, we live and we move and we have our being. It says, for ye are complete in him, which is head of all principality and power. God's interested in your whole life. So we just begin to do these, begin to pray. Will you let me pray? If you don't pray, you don't know God very well. So we begin to pray, and God gave you the Spirit. Many times it's easy to turn that Spirit off because it's so lightly. It speaks to you, think it's your conscience, or you speak it some. But you find there's a place you got to come like baby Felix, not 58-year-old Felix. This happened just this year. So begin to pray. Please indulge the story. Begin to pray. And I begin to pray as if I'm that individual. I've been in ministry for some time. Amen. My pastor, amen, has been so kind to me over the years. Hallelujah. And every person in this place, amen, this is 2012. This is not 1977. There's hurts in the land like never before. I don't care how good looking you are. So we begin to pray. Lord, I repent. Lord, I've had feelings and different things come to me. Amen. Anytime you're dealing, work with anybody, sometimes people say things that hurt you. And they're like burrs that are in your heart. And they can get in your heart and one and then two and three. You can't see it, but something physically has happened that God can see and the devil can see. Lord, I repent that I haven't wanted to say this, but I've been mad at you because I didn't have an answer as quickly as what I felt I should. And I've seen others get prayers answered and mine didn't get answered. And different things went on. And I can tell you, after an hour of prayer, most of it disappeared. There's a reason why in James, the Bible says, when you call for the elders, there's too much glossing over in this age. He says, and if they have sinned, shall be forgiven them. It's not altogether to do with sin. It has to do with, there's a lot of anchors that have to do with forgiveness and bitterness. Listen to me. There's a reason why the world is full of all of what it is now. Remember? Amen. When I came into the church, cell phones were as big as suitcases. I didn't even know they existed. Some of you kids say, cell phones? He must be ancient. Well, ask your grandpa. Yang, lang, 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 lang. Hey, Ma, will you connect me with... When all that left, and man, what I'm saying is that in the media, they put out all kinds of things that make people angry. And unknowingly, they're getting hooks in their spirit. And that's a good big reason why a lot of sicknesses in the world today. More hurts. Now 7 billion people. Most of those are not God partners. Most of those are devil's partners. That's why it's incumbent upon those that name the name of Jesus Christ to be as much intense as they can be. Oh, praise God. Amen. It came to a point where just that began to. Amen. It came. I could see it was weakened. I said, now take it, put your hand on that and command this, the rest of this to go. I'm telling you, that woman was completely healed in an hour. Amen. So I got a phone call several days later. Amen. But Crowd, would you pray for this person? This person was an hour away. The man had 2 years before had fallen out of a tree, broken vertebrae, had endured many operations, was on many painkillers. I mean, what happened was he's up in the tree. Somebody forgot their job when the tree shifted, and he fell to the ground. Now, when I got on that end of the phone, you think that you hear the voice of a bitter man or an angry man? No, it was a man that was a prayerful man. He didn't understand, but he didn't let it get down in his heart. Then I knew I had something to work with. Amen. Let's lift up our hands. Keep your phone to. I'm telling him, I'm lifting my hand, and put the phone to your ear. put your phone to your ear and listen real and say what I'm telling you. It's something up to it. I'm telling you. I'm saying to this church right now, in the name of Jesus, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, don't you move. Just get closer. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We begin to pray and we begin to repent. Go through the same process. Then I said, in the name of Jesus, now get ready. In the name of Jesus, this is what I want you to do. I want you to command now. I want you to, amen. We begin to start to his head, to his back, to his vertebrae, down to his sciatic nerve, to his hips, all the way down to his, to, amen, his toes, amen, metatarsals, on down to his phalanges, amen, all over. Well, praise God. Speak to it. Command it to go. Come on, say it again. I command it to go. In Jesus' name. And again, amen. See, God gives us power, but he'll let us stew in our juice until we take it up and determine we can use it. Hear me? And I said, now, amen. And finally I said, now, Lord, I lend my agreement to this man. Because any two agree is touching anything on this earth. I said, come on, let's praise the Lord again. And we praised the Lord. I said, now get up and do something you couldn't do. The man got up. He got up and out of his easy chair. Amen. He began. I could hear screaming and shouting in the background. He said, Brother Crowder, there's no pain in my body. Wait a minute. No. He says, I said, well, I want you to do, I want you to run out the door, run down the parking lot as fast as you can and run back. He says, I'm a big man. I said, that's all right. Just I'll wait. Got plenty of time. He ran out, came back. Amen. And he says, it's gone. And to this day, it's gone. Now, the worst thing you can take this, the worst thing you can do is take this and put it in a museum. That's the worst thing you can do. Let me tell you, I didn't realize that a lady that had Facebooked us and then called my wife and I and said prayer a couple of times, I didn't realize, I don't say what country she's from because some of you may know. Amen. I didn't find out till, was that today or yesterday? Yesterday, amen, that this lady's bound, basically hobbled, amen, homebound. And so, because this time, instead of calling to pray for us, I'm calling to have prayer. I'm in pain. I'll tell you this, the woman was on the other side of the world. See, when God gave you the Holy Ghost, he gave us the word. We are living in a day that we have to get ahead of the tsunami because God is kicking out or allowing, let's say not kicking out, but allowing, amen, the props that America and the world has had to be knocked out from under it. While people are fighting and fussing, God has all things in hand. Because his interest is in only two kingdoms, kingdom of Satan and kingdom of God. I can tell you this. We went through the same process. Amen. God, I repent of those words. Now, I don't know, but those words that have been said to me that hurt me. Bitterness, broken relationships, hurts, pains. God, amen, I'm sorry. I just have been in so much that even times I've felt things toward you. And the grieving happened. I said, lady, what's happening is that you're grieving. Amen. It's like a death process. In Jesus' name. And let's just get it all out right now. Let's plead the blood over it. Amen. At a certain point, I felt, amen. Now check it out. Amen. She said, I can touch it now. Amen. I said, move it again. Is there any pain? A little bit. Let's pray again. Let's repent again. Amen. No pain. How's the other one? Well, amen. It still hurts. I said, let's pray again. I want you to lay your hands on it and speak to it now. See, once it's broken, now you got to go in. It's no, I'm okay, you okay. And I said, how's it feel now? She says, I got it full motion. Amen. And that is literally halfway around the world. I'm telling you in the name of the Lord, look at your hands right now. What I am calling into employment here right now, don't close your eyes, please. Look at your hands. When you got the Holy Ghost, you got the Holy Ghost in your heart, in your hands, in your mouth, in your feet, in the name of Jesus. Did you hear what I just said? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You better be careful what you do to those hands. Better be careful what you touch. You can't touch certain magazines with those hands. Come on, can't touch the dial, amen, certain ways with those hands. Come on, in the name of the Lord. Come on, young man. Come on, ladies. In the name of Jesus. Come on, it's still early. In the name of the Lord. Now, it's not just about what we do in these four walls. I'm telling you, in the name of the Lord God, there's a city right now. In the name of Jesus. If you can see, amen. Come on, come on, present your hands to the Lord. Because we're about to have, amen. In the name of Jesus. I just wish I had more time. In the name of Jesus. Present your hands to the Lord. That's the first thing we're doing. That's all we're doing now. We're not praying for your illnesses. Present your hands to the Lord. Amen. Hands up. Amen. Palms up. Our Lord, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, these hands are coming alive in workplaces. They're coming alive in restaurants tonight. They're coming alive in homes. First cousins, amen, in-laws, outlaws, in the name of Jesus, are receiving benefit from these hands. The fear that has held these hands, hear me now, the fear that has held these hands, right now, we unlock that fear right now. Lift up your hands and say with your mouth, say, Lord, I will use my hands. Lord, in the name of Jesus, my mind is set, oh God, to hear. Oh God, when you put it in my eyes, when you put it in my ears, when I see the need, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. It's just a three-step program. We'll go over it more tomorrow. But I'm saying, in the name of Jesus Christ, come on, lift up your hands. Come on. There's some of you that are thinking fear right now. My God, I thought I could leave it to the outreach team. I thought I could leave it to certain, the bold ones. I thought I could leave to Miss Shouter. I thought I could. Come on, somebody. Some of you that are on the back row are almost there. In the name of Jesus Christ. What if for you something would come unlocked if you would step out to do what God wants you to do? Lift up your hands. I bind fear. I loose boldness right now. Hilataramasha. Sarataramah. Now, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This will work. Amen. When there's no organ around, no people to back you. I'm saying because the angels are already there. More so, the Word of God. I don't want you. The Word of God. If you have a physical ailment where you have an uncooperative organ, you have pain in your body, and you're willing to believe God, I want you to step right here. I want people who are willing to help me. In Jesus' name, to line up your heels along the altar facing out. Amen. Everybody that will come, amen, you're coming. You want to be prayed for in the name of Jesus. Itarabosaka. In the name of Jesus, come stand right there. Well, we're not asking you to pray now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're near somebody that needs the Holy Ghost, you need the Holy Ghost, come now in the name of the Lord. There's several people that need the Holy Ghost. You've never spoken in tongues before, come quickly. Amen. Don't just push somebody. Come on, lead them down to this altar. If they've never spoken in tongues, is that you, young man? Come in the name of the Lord. Children, hallelujah. Children don't necessarily get to be my age. Please come. Come on, in the name of, hallelujah. You, ma'am, you need, okay. In Jesus' name, there's another one. Come in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, if you'll help us to pray, hallelujah, God. This doesn't have to take long. Come with your hands lifted up. Would you do that? There's another one. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. This is what I'm asking us to do right now. Amen. We're not asking to pray right now. Would you lift up your hands right now? And if you haven't moved, amen, would you lift up your hands? This is what I want you to do. Amen. I know that we prayed in repentance a couple of times tonight, but would you lift up your hands right now? Amen. I'm not asking you to speak it out loud, but you at least got to mumble it under your voice. Make sure everything, if it's, amen, from years ago, amen, just go ahead and get it under the blood right now. And a feeling from God, lift up your voice or whatever, how you got to do it. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, everybody in this room, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, in the name of Jesus, I empty out every word, every thought that does not agree with your word. In the name of Jesus, God, every hurt, God, against anybody, in the name of Jesus, any bad feeling, any depression, any despair, any secret thing, anything, any secret sin, I turn it over to you right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Would you lift up your hands right now in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. I'm going to speak the word of faith over you. In Jesus' name, there are those that are going to help me pray. You're going to move among the crowd and lay your hands on that situation. If they'll tell you what it is, if it's already gone. So for some of them, it'll go immediately. Other ones, you will have to speak to it. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your hands right now in the name of the Lord. When I say hallelujah, I want you to say, just follow me. Amen. When I tell you to shout, I want you to shout. By the authority of the name of Jesus and by the authority of the word of God, by the power of the Spirit that is in this place, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Someone say hallelujah. 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 Come on, receive your healing right now. He did it about Shatasa. He did it about Satasata. He did a Katasa. Command that thing to leave your body. Command it in the name of Jesus Christ. He did a Katasa. Command it to leave your body. Command that organ to be fixed in the name of Jesus Christ. As soon as it goes, I want you to come and stand right behind me in the name of Jesus Christ. As soon as you know that you're healed, in the name of Jesus, step up on this platform in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, they're going to pray through this young lady in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus.